Blog
hey,
Talk
what's up,
Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your host, Stewie. How's everyone doing? How's everyone's weekend going? I hope it's all well and good. My weekend went exactly according to plan. I went to the Philadelphia Auto Show. It was a great experience. For the fact that I really don't ever really attend those. So high five to Chevrolet actually sending me 2 free tickets. Yay. So I actually went with the family as always. And we definitely kind of sort of enjoyed ourselves. And I say kind of sort of because it depends on how you look at the annoyances of an event is what I'm trying to say, because of the fact that it was so many people out there. That wasn't the main thing that was frustrating. Of course, you know, when people, you know, I'm going to say you guys just like this. I'm going to say it just like this. They say, okay, according to statistics, research, however you want to go about it, the way you walk is the way you drive. I mean, if you don't agree, I understand completely. But sometimes it really is terrible how some people really walk, and they walk blindly, you know, not really seeing you as they're walking. So it's really a little frustrating. You know, I'm definitely short. For some of you that knew, don't know, however, I am definitely short. So, but my whole thing is I'm not that short to where you can't see me. Like, seriously, I'm not a child short, you know. So it was definitely a little frustrating with all the bumping into and the crossing over, and every time you wanted to take a picture, you know, someone's walking in and you're like, hello, like, are you that blind and you can't see what's going on around you? Sorry. It's a little frustrating. But also, as we were there, we got a chance to see the new models of the 2015, all the models that are coming out this year. And it was frustrating to see children in and out of the cars like there was a jungle gym. They were slamming doors, pushing buttons, just really just in the cars like they were a bunch of toys, like we were really at an amusement park. And we weren't at an amusement park. We were definitely in an area where you're supposed to observe, see new vehicles, and keep it moving. Now, they did have things for children, like indoor rock climbing. They did have things for adults to where you can actually test drive a vehicle. Now, that was only for a certain brand, like Jeep was doing that. Another brand was doing it, not Lexus or Mercedes. It was another one that was doing it. Actually, it really slipped my mind. But I do know that Lexus and Mercedes was off on their own hallway. They weren't with the rest of the world. So it was good to see everybody there as far as all the brands of the car brands out there. So it was really nice. You got a chance to have a good bag. If you got into a bag, you were able to join into some festivities. But it was definitely made into an all-day event. Truly it was. It took us about definitely 4 to 6 hours to get everything accomplished as far as seeing everything. Now, I'm not the one to really analyze vehicles, because if I'm not really in the market to look at a vehicle, I'm not the one to really analyze things. So I my forte was really just on just seeing things that was of the new, not really seeing things of the new to purchase. So, and then right after that, we went to a restaurant that really gave me a great experience. I've never been at a restaurant where they bring to you pretty much a big bowl of soup, more so stock, chicken soup stock, or however you want to call it, and brought to you to the table for the whole family to really just eat out of and share. There's like these heating tables on the table where they control the actual heat temperature of the soup and give you all your condiments of what you want in that soup to be cooked. They give you all the condiments and you just dump them in. You wait about 2, 3, 6 minutes, however long that certain thing takes to cook. Whatever food item, like, you know, seafood, noodles, vegetables, whatever it was. But for me, it was all those. It was seafood. It was vegetables, and it was definitely pasta. We had pasta. We had noodles. And you wait 2 to 6 minutes, and now, voila, you're right in front of you. You're able to go ahead and pull it out of the bowl while it's bubbling over, and you're able to put it in your own little soup bowl, and then they give you a soup dessert. Not even soup, it was more of a sauce, like one thing of a fruit in it. And the beers were nice. They were definitely different. I had tasted a lighter version of a Heineken. I don't really know how to say the name of the beer, but I definitely posted it on my Instagram page. So for all of you that are following me and got the chance to see it, then thank you for seeing it and clicking the like button. Okay, so as you can hear, once again, I'm going through my own sinuses again. I don't know what it is about Sundays. I get it every Sunday, maybe because I do the most thinking on Sundays. Sundays, I'm really trying my best to really relax. So I guess it's maybe just a whole combination. But I definitely had a great weekend. Trying my best to relax, trying my best to get ready for the work week that is ahead. And I'm dealing with all the turbulence things that are happening right about now. But I'm all in good spirits, and I thank you all for keeping me in good spirits. So, as I'm actually working on a class assignment, it's considered an informative speech, and I'm trying my best to get all the wordings right and get everything outlined and ready to be read in front of the camera. And I wanted to also share with you guys an article that was written by Jim Joseph, who is an author and a professor. He had posted this article on entrepreneur.com back in 2014. And the title of it reads, Every Little Thing You Do Adds Up to Your Personal Brand. Now, I try my best to implement to you all that image branding is important. And in this article, Jim Joseph definitely touches bases on this one sentence. All the elements work together to form who you are and who you want to be. Now, as I've said to you before, For Your Image LLC has been created to help you all create, improve, and or manage your most perceived image. That's exactly what image branding is. It's personal branding, image branding, however you want to label it as. It's definitely a very critical and not well understood to understand. And that's also stated in Jim Joseph's article. And he actually gives three different concepts to his way of thinking of personal branding should be. And he has three concepts are promise, purpose, and perception. Now, if you want more, if you want to definitely read a little bit more on that article, you definitely can. It's on entrepreneur.com. This article is ninth in its series of living your personal brand that Jim Joseph has been writing. So he definitely touches bases on some things that I've also been trying to tell you all about image branding and how once you start to create things that contour to your lifestyle, how you want the world to see you as or the society to see you as, it definitely will be a continued regimen for you for the rest of your life. It's just not something that you can turn on. I mean, you can definitely turn it off and turn it on and turn it off if you like, sure. But after a while, people will start to think that maybe you're changing way too much, and or they don't know exactly which image to believe in is what is the whole situation with that. So once you start at a certain image, definitely stick to it. Don't fray from it. Unless you're trying to change a career path, then I would say, try to adjust it a little bit, but don't fray from it. Because once a person has that first impression of you, they're always going to have that first impression of you. So those are my tips for you guys as far as that. Now, Valentine's Day is, this weekend Valentine's Day kicks off, and I hope everyone has made their reservations. If you didn't, then you're a last-minute bird, as most of the world. And all for my singles out there, definitely try your best to be happy on that day. Don't be upset or mad. And so for some of you all are not really looking for a relationship anyway, so it all pans out, is what I'm trying to say. So also, we are on our last week. High five. We are on our last week of the Mercury retrograde. So once this week is over, I just want you all to know that there are a remaining 2 weeks of the aftermath of the Mercury retrograde. Now, we're not fully going to be in it. We're just going to be in the aftermath. So I say to you all, whatever you guys been holding back the last 3 to 4 weeks, that's fine. Go ahead and then start to push forward onto everything come March, literally as March hits. Whatever you all have set aside during this Mercury retrograde, if you know what I'm talking about, definitely go ahead and adhere to what I'm saying. Go ahead and move forward with your plans. And if you all don't know what I'm saying with the Mercury retrograde, it's all right. You can look it up. Or, let me tell you what it is. Mercury retrograde is like the planets are going backwards. So this is the time to reevaluate, reflect, really sit down and look at everything. This is not the time to start a new plan, or sign paperwork or documents. Travel time is going to be crazy. Technology is going to be crazy during this time, so on and so forth. Trust and believe, I've been noticing it with the travel and the technology. I've been very frustrated a little bit with the phone situation, but it's all right. I also wanted to go ahead and tell you all that we have one holiday this month, President's Day. I'm not sure if all kids will be off that day, but the weather has actually been good enough for us to keep having regular days. For some people, they've been opening, for some companies, organizations, they've been opening up a couple hours late. But the weather that they keep scaring us with, they're saying that we're going to have this and this and that. So it hasn't really been happening. So, which is always a good thing in my book, because I'm not one to be driving in this treacherous weather. Trust and believe, I'm just not that type. I can't stand it, regardless if it's during the day or during the night. Because some of you all, I know that some people can drive in both, some people can't drive in both. Whether, you know, you're good during the day driving in treacherous weather, or you're not, or you're bad, or you're good driving at night with treacherous weather. Me, I'm not good at night, so I'm going to be honest with that. I know my flaws when it comes to driving. Not good at night when it comes to that. So, other than that, I'm definitely working on some assignments tonight for school, and trying my best to get this all worked out and accomplished. Kind of sort of working without the interruptions and then it's at the same time it's not working to the mic. Oh, I want to say this, I don't want to say that. You know how you just want to keep everything simple? It's always best, they say, to keep it short and simple. And sometimes it's not always like that, especially in a speech. You want to say all that you need to say, you know, hit the key main points and then keep it moving, right? So as we go into everything here, I just wanted to say that I hope you all are definitely working towards your goals. I hope you all are definitely not, if you're actually, you know, been set back, because I know this is still a time where we're all being set back still. Some of us are, some of us aren't. Just don't look at your setbacks fully as a problem. Look at your setbacks as a come up in disguise. So look at it like that. So, as you can hear, we are coming down to our countdown. Last couple of moments. So sorry. Keep in mind that you can always contact me at the business email address at foryourimagellc@gmail.com, or you can contact me on PrestoExperts.com/conversationwithStewie, S-T-E-W-Y. You can follow me on Instagram at Stewie Chewy, S-T-E-W-Y-C-H-E-W-Y, and keep it moving from there. We're going to definitely be touching bases again on Wednesday. I'm make sure of it. You know, I really have to really set that aside in my time with everything that's going on. And I know I keep telling you guys that, but I really am. I'm going to keep trying to work hard on it. I know. It's definitely difficult with the timing of everything that's been happening. And I don't like to give this information to you guys so late in the night. So 6:30 I think should be okay. But if you guys have suggestions for a different time, I definitely will accept them. Just let me know. And you guys have a great week. Start out to your great week. And I'll talk basics with you again on Wednesday. Okay, bye.